This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? Because lately, a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows, astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today, or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, welcome to URL. Tis I, Courtney Miller, the host of this show all about the internet and all things online, including me and the people on this couch who are very online. I have the one and only Monet Exchange, my favorite drag queen, icon,
yes,
singer, you're a host, you do all kinds of things, and you were on Traitors, which is probably the thing that everybody wants to bother you about nowadays. And of course, I also have on the couch Chance McCreary. My fellow Gemini. That's how you're normal. That's your.
And I just am a traitor.
Oh.
Just in my real life.
Yeah. So we play. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We always talked about getting people from Traitors on our show Werewolf. We do a lot of werewolves.
Oh, werewolf. Love werewolf.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just put one on my YouTube. We did want a little game out of that.
Ooh.
But I'm more of a secret Hitler fan, though, than werewolf.
The way the game is played is way more interesting.
Yeah. It's more
savage. You can sneak shit in there.
Yeah. Very sneaky.
Yeah.
We just don't like to speak his name.
I know. I was like, should they do like a rebrand?
They did Secret Sith.
Yeah. So it's
Secret
Star Wars.
Sith.
It's Star Wars, but like they kind of, but the it didn't work. It kind of changed. It was harder.
Yeah.
So maybe we should make our own.
Honestly.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Like vampires or something.
Yes.
Vampires. Ooh, vampires and werewolves. Ooh, that's cute.
That is cute.
I like cute. That.
We
and
do
the
have
art
to
is like really hot vampires.
Yes.
I love that. Sexy traitors. Yeah, we've been traitoring at each other, lying in many games. But today, we want to talk about your life online. The internet loves you.
I love the internet.
Adores you. You know, you had a whole, not a meme. It was a very fun, awesome thing about your Drag Race career with the sponge.
Oh, God.
The sponge wardrobe challenge.
Sponge,
but
yeah.
Honestly, I'm a sponge for any content that you're in. And you've done a lot of different stuff online.
Yeah, I have done a lot of, you know, I love being online. I'm so happy that I was like born in the time of the internet. I'm
yes.
like, could you imagine being born in like the 60s?
Oh, what were they doing?
What were they doing?
Drugs,
just like
girl.
Looking at each other all day, drugs.
Drugs and the funnies in the paper.
Yeah. Also, that's when the drugs was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe I do want to be in the 60s.
Hold on. Wait, no.
Monet, yeah. What is your relationship with the internet right now?
My relationship with the internet is pretty good. Coming off of Traitors, I did that Survivor, like, influencer island thing.
Ooh. Wait, what is that?
Yeah, oh, girl, they brought 8 influencers.
Okay. Why are you putting that in quotes?
Because I wouldn't classify myself as an influencer.
I don't think that's your main.
Yeah,
theme.
Like, I was there with
artist,
someone like.
A drag queen.
Yeah.
And many
like,
comedian.
Opera singer.
Okay.
Yes.
As we say in Germany, Eastline Opensänger.
Oh.
Well, I don't say that in Germany. I don't say nothing in
But like they had like real influencers like Faith Montoya. She's like a big TikToker. She's like
okay.
an actual influencer.
Okay,
I'm like, I'm not that. But anyway, they brought us down to Fiji. And it was one of those things. I got the email and I was like, is this a joke? Because I get all these like fake things like, come on Chelsea
yeah.
Handler's podcast. The pay is $3,000. It's like, it's always like a joke, a fake thing. So I was
yeah.
like, let me just send it to my agent just in case. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being a real thing. So they flew 8 of us to Fiji and we did like 48 hours on the act and played actual Survivor. It was
Ooh.
Dope. It was really
Wait,
dope.
That's sick. That's yeah. nice that you didn't have to be there for 40 days as well.
Yeah.
And you didn't get voted off. So.
Yeah. But they like, I thought they were going to like be easy on us and like, you know, or treat us with like kid gloves. No, baby. They stuck us on an island. We literally, they with three cameras, and we had to make our own shelter. We had to, they gave us a bag of rice, and they gave us a flint to do fire, but we couldn't do fire because it was raining the whole time.
Oh, no.
Hell no.
It rained on us, and you don't have your phone, so I'm just guesstimating, but it was like from like 3 p.m. until like 6 a.m. the next day. Pouring rain on us. I was like, what if we get sick and die? What's going to happen?
Also, what are you going to do on your phone? Do they got service out there?
Yeah, there is no service. But at least I want to just have the comfort of my phone.
That makes sense.
I'm a child of the internet. I love my phone.
Oh my gosh. I would expect them to go a little bit easy on you guys.
No, it was legit.
And then you were recently on Jeopardy YouTube, right?
Oh, yeah, my God. I forgot I did the Jeopardy thing.
Yes, you did. And I felt like, based on the beginning questions, I was like, oh, they're going easy on you guys.
That's easy. So I'm a big fan of Celebrity Jeopardy, which once a year. Yeah. And Celebrity Jeopardy is like, if Real Jeopardy is a 10, Celebrity Jeopardy is like maybe like a 6,
okay,
7.
Okay.
And
this 6, YouTube, 7. Don't you do that.
Oh, like that.
No,
we
you
can't
guys.
Escape it. We cannot escape it. Okay, sorry. So it's about there. Okay.
And then so the YouTube one was probably like a 5.
Okay.
Like 5. You know what I mean? So it was
softer.
Pretty easy question. But Rebecca Black was blowing us out the water. Oh. Like Friday, I guess. That's on her something, girl.
Yeah, she was studying, I guess.
She really was.
That's what she doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
But the thing about Jeopardy that really messes you up is the clicker. The clicker is the real thing. Like, that's
really?
Half the game. Yes,
just being quick.
Yes, okay. Be quick. But not just that. So when Ken finishes the question, as soon as he finishes it, like the last T or consonant of his last word, there's a light that goes on the side of the screen, which tells you that your clicker is active. If you click before that, it locks you out for 0.25 seconds.
What?
So there's a whole, girl, there's, I know!
It's like Mario Kart.
I know, there's like a whole math, there's a whole like strategy between just clicking. So you can know the answers, but if you click too early, you're locked out.
Oh my God. Because we have Beppardy on our Smosh Pit channel, where it's just
Beppardy. I did that in the 60s.
And we have these little buzzers that like people be just buzzing before the question's done, and it's never fair. You're just quick and you get it.
Well, penalize them, punish them.
Yeah, I guess I should
flog them.
Should just
punish
be punishing them.
Them
yes,
more.
Flog those motherfuckers. Oh, can I curse?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
And more.
Flog those motherfuckers. Also, it's on the same set as Wheel of Fortune, which we got some details about Wheel of Fortune. Vanna White has been doing Wheel of Fortune since the very beginning of the show.
Oh my God.
And she still does it, and she only works. Guess how many days a year Vanna White works?
Oh my God. 300. Is that too many?
How many? Out of the 365?
Do they have an episode every day? I don't know.
I don't know.
She works 35 days a year. That's it. And that's all Vanna White has to do.
I'm so proud
of her. Vanna's White, and her entire career is this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And she's making, I'm sure, millions of dollars a year.
Oh, my God.
I know. She's living the dream.
That's amazing. Chance, what's your dream? What's your dream game show to be on?
And reality shows don't count.
Oh, no, you can do that, too. That's because you've done them all.
I wish.
I think my answer used to be Survivor. And the more I think about it, I'm like, it would be nice to get skinny. But, like, I'm not doing all that. Like, I'm not doing the bugs. I'm not doing all the scrapes and scratches that I see all over them.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
especially
if
I'm, like, going to scar and things. I feel like I scar easily.
No, I need lotion.
So.
I need moisturizer. I can't be dry.
What's the, guess that lyric, guess that tune? Are those two different shows?
Guess that lyric and guess that tune.
Guess that lyric, guess that tune. What's that song?
I don't know this.
Is that the one with Keke Palmer?
Yeah.
And Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. What is that?
Oh, that's just like a game on. Do you want to go on Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, I'll go on Jimmy Fallon.
I'm sure you will one day. I feel like
that's awesome.
I think Smosh will be on Jimmy Fallon one day. Who knows?
For sure.
Who knows?
For sure. Wait, what's yours? What's your dream show?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if I've thought a lot about Traitors, but I feel like I'd want to be a faithful. I know. I grew up Mormon. Listen, I left the Mormon church when I was 12, and I still have a Jiminy Cricket. I can't lie. I'm so afraid. It's so hard. And I try in Werewolf. But, you know.
I think I would. Traitors would be awesome, but I would want to be a traitor.
Okay. Yeah. So someone said, Candace said something really good. She said, the show is not called Faithfuls.
Yeah.
It's called Traitors.
Yes,
it's true.
You need to be
want to be a traitor.
Yes.
Because here's the thing, y'all. The traitors have all of the power. And Bob and I have gone back and forth on this because he's played as a traitor. I played it as a faithful.
Right.
And he's like, no, Monet, it's just a veil of power. I'm like, what do you mean it's a veil? They know what everyone's roles are, and they get to like murder people. What do you mean they have all the power?
And here it is too. The righteous faithfuls are so annoying.
They are so annoying.
It is not fun to watch at all.
Yes.
Like when you're like, I'm a faithful and I'm gonna lead everyone in this charge, and I know
and it's cringe.
That's not good TV.
We want good TV. I agree. Yeah. I curse the day Alan Cumming made me a faithful.
Yeah.
Listen, my entire life is about gaslighting, girl bossing, and stealing and cheating. I would have been a masterful traitor.
I wanted it for you.
I wanted it for me. Yeah. There are literally compilations online that Monet gaslighting, blah, 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 blah. I would.
Yeah.
Also, just to do it to such a huge room of white people.
Do you think because Bob the drag queen got to be a traitor the previous season, they're 100%. Like, well, they can't do a drag queen. But here's the thing.
There's no rhyme or reason to traitors. Like, who would have thought they would have been three housewives? You know?
So
people would have thought that.
Yeah,
but
true.
I think I could have convinced them otherwise, you know?
This episode of URL is sponsored by ZocDoc. You know what's the worst? Realizing you haven't scheduled your doctor's appointments and feeling so overwhelmed that you don't even know where to look. Like, how am I supposed to know if I should go to this doctor or not? Is there an office in my neighborhood? What is happening? That's why I use ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website that helps you find and book high-quality in-network doctors so you can find someone you love. ZocDoc allows you to view thousands of verified patient reviews to give you a real sense of who your doctor is. I'm online. I get it. I love hearing people's feedback about their experiences. And ZocDoc has more than 150,000 providers across all 50 states. That means in-network appointments and finding locations near me. I literally needed to find an allergist immediately after having a reaction to something, and I found not only someone within 10 minutes of me, but I was able to get an appointment that day. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/URL to find and instantly book a doctor you love today. That's ZocDoc.com/URL. ZocDoc.com/URL. Thanks, ZocDoc, for sponsoring this message. Back to the show. Okay, so as you go on these...
This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? Because lately, a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing. Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows. Astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today, or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Different projects. Do you feel like you notice your feeds change with the audience that's like meeting you? Do you know what I mean?
Not necessarily, because I get to dip my toe into other fan bases and see how they react. I think that the craziest one so far, weirdly, was Survivor, because Survivor fans get really. Also, it's been going on for what, 26
Forever,
years?
Yeah.
There are 50 seasons. So their fan base is really rabid. And just that little rinky-dink YouTube influencer version we did, they were really intense about it, like commenting all on the thing. So
intense in a way that they're like, oh, you did such a bad job.
Like that.
Yeah, is it like, I could have done so much better? They should have done this, and this.
I'm like, oh, really, Sarah? Let's see you in the damn jungle making rice and being rained on, Sarah. Let's see how how you do what you do. It.
Emily from Ohio.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Who's 13 years old.
13 years old. With the mouth of a sailor, honey.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. So you've tried so many fun different ventures of, like, you've hosted podcasts, you've done shows. I feel like you've tried so many different things.
Yeah.
Even Dropout. Like, you've really dipped your toes in and you're streaming.
Yeah.
What's, like, your favorite thing right now?
I think my favorite thing right now truly, truly, truly is stand-up.
Oh!
Yes.
That's awesome.
Hey. Yeah, doing stand-up comedy is such a rewarding experience because you're really out there, like, you are on stage by yourself with a mic and trying to get a room full of people to laugh. Mm-hmm. You really feel like you are on stage with your underwear backwards and your nipples like exposed to the world. Like, it feels very vulnerable. But when you, like, get out there and you, like, kill it, it just feels so good. And, like, for the longest time, because, you know, I'm a New York City queen. Mm-hmm. And our drag is very different from the rest of the world, right?
How is it different?
Okay, so the New York City drag, it's like a typical show, especially when, you know, myself, Bob, Bianca, Peppermint, when we were back in our day, it was like you on stage and your job was to entertain a room full of drunk homosexuals for, like, 2 hours by yourself.
Which also, homosexuals... The bar for being funny is so much higher.
Exactly. Yeah.
It is so high. It is harder to get gay people 100%. To laugh than to get anyone to laugh.
To win the room.
Yeah. Straight guys laugh at anything.
Yeah.
A fart joke. But I mean, the gays, you have to be like so funny. I had to think of all this stuff. Especially when they're drunk, they're even worse then.
Yeah. Oh, they're not even paying attention.
They're not. They're like on grind. I'm like, I'm here, Mary. I'm here. Focus on me. Leave the pics alone. And then so, like, I would be, like, on sometimes on these stages setting myself on fire, trying to, trying to entertain sometimes maybe two people in a bar.
No.
Oh, wow.
Just two people. One is asleep and the other one is by the bar. You know what I mean? Like, they're not really paying attention. So I grew up in that, like, gritty New York City drag. And I did seven shows over 5 days in New York. And then, so I did that for several years. So it really helped me, like, craft my comedy to, like, learn how to, like, be a better comedian. And now I'm really thriving. I love stand-up comedy.
I love it. You both do a lot of live stuff. So Chance just finished doing shows for a musical he wrote.
Oh, dope.
Hitch, the musical parody.
Like, off the Will Smith movie?
Yes, and Kevin James.
It was so good. But you've done a lot of musicals and improv shows live. And improv shows, that's also an audience with two people that are also performers.
But you have
something.
Teammates. It's not just you, which is a big difference between stand-up. But then something that I learned from doing stand-up here, I never did it in New York and I never did it in Chicago, but I did it here a bunch. It's a conversation, too. Like, your partner becomes the audience, in a sense. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't just want to hear something that's so prepared and so rehearsed. They kind of want something that's more organic and living in the room with them. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think a lot of crowd work is going viral on TikTok right now. It's like if
that's
a stand-up,
so true, like responding to a heckler or something.
Yes, that's exactly what they want. They're like, I'm in the room with you, so maybe I'll get on the camera too.
No, that's so real.
Do you do a lot of crowd work? Is it a lot of setup punchline? Are you doing characters?
It's a lot of setup punchline and storytelling. And I always, like, in the last 15 minutes, like, after I finish my hour, I'll do 15 minutes of, like, crowd work stuff. And just because you need to, like, get content for online. Yep. Like,
because
you don't want to burn your material that you might put in a special something later.
Yes.
So the crowd work is always a safe thing because it's going to change and be different every night.
I have so much respect for stand-up and for musicals because, like, it's scripted, obviously. But with stand-up specifically, I'm like, you're delivering it like it's the first thing. Like, it's a thought you're having right now. And learning the delivery and nailing it every time, like...
And convincing the audience that I just thought of this, even though I've rehearsed this bit a million times.
And I'm like, me knowing that I've said it 50 times before, I'm like, they're not going to believe me. Like, I have a lot of respect for that. That's very cool.
Well, you know, 50% of my career is complete delusion. So I have to live in the delusion of my own mind.
Just lean into it.
Just lean into it.
That's so real. And then, so do you do it in drag now more or less?
So, you know, so my comedy is not contingent upon drag or not.
Right, exactly.
I just love looking fucking beautiful and telling jokes on stage.
Sure.
I like wearing a 6-inch bitchy heel and a tight dress with a corset on, a 42-inch long bust down blonde wig. Like, what can you say to me, honey?
Right.
Now, are your sets the same when you're in drag and when you're not in drag?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
do you notice the crowd reacting differently when you're in drag versus when you're not?
No, it really is the same thing. The drag is literally just because I want to feel gorgeous and stunning.
I love it.
Yeah.
Do you decide, like, day of whether or not you're going to be dressed up or not?
So on tour, because I got these very expensive outfits made, I'm like, I'm going to be drag relevant. Yes. But other than that, I'll, like, sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. But for tour, all of it is in drag. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to decide, I'm like, oh, I'm going to Wisconsin on a drag. going to New York in drag. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
it just depends. Yeah,
I get that.
You said you have these looks made. When you're going to your stylist, is that what you call them?
A designer.
Ooh. When you're going to your designer, like, what kind of ideas are you showing them or bringing to them?
Ooh.
Are you a Pinterest girly?
I'm not a Pinterest girl. I never really got into Pinterest. I feel like it's too confusing for me.
That's fair.
It's a lot.
I can't
It's
with
a
Pinterest.
Hard app to navigate, I right? feel like. Yeah.
It's
but I used to navigate Tumblr, though.
Okay.
And Pinterest and Tumblr is cousins.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd say they are. The goth Tumblr's the goth cousin.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Pinterest is the almond cousin.
That's good.
Yeah.
So typically for a look, no, like, I'll, like, just be inspired by something. Like, what happened with this one, I got, there's this online fashion brand, oh my God, I'm so sorry, fashion, but called Cider, and I got this, like, this weird sweater short thing, this green and white thing. I was like, oh, this is cute. And my friend, shout out to Disco Daddy, his name is Vincent, he's a stone god. He mm-hmm. does these amazing... He stone sings for Doja Cat.
Oh, shit.
Lizzo, like, all these amazing things. And then he's like, he came over to my house one day, and he was like, actually, I could stone that for you. I was like, really, can stone that? He's like, yeah, he did. So he stoned this beautiful green, and it's actually the image for my tour poster.
Ooh.
And he stoned that. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then he painted shoes to match it, and then painted jewelry to match that. I was like, so it's just a full cohesive thing. So then I brought it to my other designer friend, G's for Godoy, and he went to the garment district, got it in a bunch of other colors, a purple one and an orange one, and he, like, had to sew this 60s geometric pattern together because the fabric didn't exist. So he sewed that together.
Shit.
Yeah, it was this thing. He stoned that.
Oh, wow.
And then...
love that pattern.
Yeah, it's really cool. But that pattern, like, that was a one and done thing. So G's is for Godoy, sewed a bunch of other ones together and created this outfit in, like, different colors for me.
That
so
is
really cool.
So fun.
But
that
the stoning is the expensive part. Stones are not cheap, girl. No.
Really?
No. Each one of those outfits are probably between the cost of the outfit, the stones and the labor for all that stones, each one is about roughly $4,500.
Oh.
Oh. You know, but it's worth it.
No, and you're going
drag
on tour.
It's great. Everyone
should
do it.
You're doing shows, like, and you're no, elevating
no.
yourself.
Don't tell them that.
They won't.
You're elevating you for a show. Like, you're making something special and exclusive and new for your audience to enjoy. So there's value
in that.
I love that. Okay, I want to dial the time back to your early life on the computer, gaining access to the internet. Ooh. Who were you looking at? Like, what was the things you were spending time looking at online?
Okay. So I was a big AIM girly.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I was,
we love
AIM. Honey, I was on the internet when we had to get the little disc from AOL.
Yes.
Do you even know about
oh
that?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wait.
I'm only 22.
Oh, please. What's that? It's like for like a month of Wi-Fi or something? Or
no,
whatever
to
was?
Install the newest version of AOL onto your computer.
Oh, yes.
Wait, what do
no,
you mean?
They couldn't do software.
I'm sorry. Don't hit me, please.
No,
wait, are you serious?
Monet was hitting me in the green room. It was really inappropriate.
No. I remember this. Yeah, because you couldn't do software updates like you can do now. Where
yes.
It's like just downloading the
exactly.
update. You had to hardware update with a disc. Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Like yes. How Sims used to be on a disc.
Yeah. Look, all the millennials in here like, girl, we know. And then, so yes, I was on AOL, a lot of AOL Instant Messenger. And back then, I used to play, so the Disney Channel or Nickelodeon, they would have games that you played on the actual website.
Oh,
okay,
God,
I played
yeah.
some of these, like the Lilo and Stitch one where you had to catch
yeah.
the
okay,
same.
Oh,
like
past
Sweet
my,
Life?
That was too late for me, honey. Uh-oh. I was like before that. I was like
oh.
ones.
Oh, I like.
No, yeah, before that. Like,
don't expose me.
I don't remember what they were. They were like Disney Channel original movie games.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And also like, yeah, so I used to love those. I would spend hours and hours and hours playing those kind of games.
Do you
games.
Remember me any specific
too.
Ones?
Oh, no, but like these are some, yeah, this is what the websites used to look like. Oh my God.
They were
God.
So fun. And like
whoa.
Some of those games were kooky where like the player.
Say one more time. I will.
Sorry. It looks like, I don't even know. It looks like a printout. Like it looks like something your teacher would bring in. And
that's
it's like,
what
okay, they were
was.
Google worksheets.
Don't, and you realize how hard people try to replicate this vibe today.
I know. Isn't that so crazy?
I know. I mean, look what we're doing here. We're driving in real life. But oh my gosh, what about Barbie.com? Were you ever on Barbie.com?
No, I never went to Barbie.com. I wasn't into playing with dolls.
But Barbie.com had the games too.
Did they have games on Barbie.com?
Yes, like makeup and dressing up.
Oh. You know, it's probably a little scared queer born side of me. Like, I can't go to Barbie.com.
Oh my God. Correct. Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Me, yes. Zac Efron shirtless.
Yeah. Aaron Carter penis for me.
Oh, shit.
I couldn't find it.
Damn.
I was a child.
It's okay.
Oh, okay. So those websites, the TV show games.
Yes.
Those were so. Oh, new.
They were great.
What else? What else were you looking at? Was that it? I mean, there wasn't a whole lot.
Okay, wow. That felt
Bruce,
pointed as
Bruce,
well.
Bruce. Bruce.
What else I like on the internet? I used to, I was a big video game player. So any type of video game, anything, like playing those websites.
Okay.
The online shopping wasn't really a thing then, was it?
It was like eBay.
eBay. That was really it. I remember trying to buy an iCybe on eBay. Do you guys remember iCybe?
What is that?
It was a little robot dog. It was like the first of its kind.
Wait, is it that little guy? Or no?
No, it was bigger. Could pull the iCybe. I used to, it had little pointy ears. Get iCybe!
Oh my goodness.
I was on eBay for a year. I was obsessed with trying to find it. Everyone will always outbid me, and I never got one.
I want one of those so bad.
Oh my gosh, should they like dance and play music?
Buy it now, please.
Buy it now. We'll get it.
Buy it now.
We got you. I had an iFish.
An iFish?
It was like a white iPhone like fish that like swung and played music.
Oh yeah, it like moves to the music, right?
Like the funky boogie bass?
Yeah, but it looked like sleek and iPhone. It was like white.
Huh.
Yeah.
Sleek and iPhone.
So it was an iPhone.
No, it was just a speaker, kind of.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
where it's like it kind of moves. Like, same with that little, that's like a little iDog.
Yeah.
Where when you could plug in your music, it would play. The speaker was ass. Exactly. But it would kind of like move to the music. Are you going to pull up iFish?
Yes!
What?
Yes! You guys hate it.
That looks like something else.
Oh, God. What? Girl.
Come on. Y'all don't like the iFish?
iFish.
You guys, come on. What the hell?
Oh, wow.
Oh,
Monet,
yes.
I'm cool. Monet, I'm cool, I promise.
Yes!
Monet, no.
You know, I'm so happy for you and iFish.
Oh, my God. You guys, I love this for you. Oh, my God. That's awesome. Okay, so since you've been streaming, you've been a gamer. You love video games.
Yes, love video games.
Okay, wait, tell me more of those.
Okay, I think the greatest video game of all time.
Oh, whoa.
And I might divide the room here.
No.
Yeah, it's silent.
Is Final Fantasy 10.
Yeah, I just said this at lunch.
It is? Really?
Wow.
Final Fantasy X is one of the greatest games of all time.
Wow.
The graphics are so good. The story is so good. When Yuna would summon them Aeons, girl, I would just live my life. And do you remember Shiva, the ice one? Okay, so Shiva was my queer awakening. Let me tell you about Shiva. Shiva was the Aeon. She was the ice Aeon. She would summon them. And her final move, she would do this, like, this crazy ice thing. And then at the end of it, she would flick her hair. And she would snap and break all the ice. And it was the gayest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, wow.
This would have done things to me as well.
Right? I was obsessed with Shiva.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, look, just all the way to the right. You see the little snap about to happen over there? That's a little snap. She would snap and crack that ice.
Oh, she's kind of giving a Jake Sully.
Oh yeah.
She's Navi. She's new. What is it? Hello. She's Navi, she's Twi'lek, and she's Cortana.
Yeah.
She's all of it.
She's all of those things. Wow, she's amazing. I never seen her. I never got to play Final Fantasy. Is that on PlayStation?
PlayStation, yeah.
Okay, me and Chance were Xbox people.
Oh, Xbox.
Yeah.
I never got into Xbox.
I played a lot of Halo.
Yeah.
Were you Halo?
Yep.
What else? What you said you were playing recently or
I don't remember.
He's been busy. He's been Broadwaying. He's been busy.
Broadway. Wait, please tell me there's a scene in there where someone's face is.
Okay, so I'm focusing on Allegra Cole, not Hitch, who is the hotel heiress.
No, yeah.
Well, she needs more of a moment. So I kind of like did a course correction on the.
You killed it. No, it is like it has a lot of jokes and like even songs about like modern day. It feels like Hitch got moved to modern.
Yeah, 20 years later.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. You kind of made Hitch into like a.
Bad
like a,
guy.
Like a woman hater, yeah.
I mean, he's so incel-y.
Oh, yeah. He 100%.
Right? Yeah.
He's and
like,
such an
he's
incel.
Like, if she just notices you, she's gonna love you.
Yeah. Just lie to her. Keep her confused.
Yeah.
I mean, but like, we just, there was so many problem men movies. I'm sorry, I watched the other day.
Yeah.
Shallow Hal?
What is that?
Oh my gosh, Shallow Hal.
We need to go to jail.
What happened? What happened?
Shallow Hal, the whole premise of the movie.
Is that David Spade?
Oh no, what it's, happened, you guys?
Shallow Hal.
Jack Black. He is dating a woman who is plus size and she...
But he's cursed, right? And he only
he's
sees
cursed.
Her as...
He sees her pretty.
Oh no,
girl! It's like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Pretty.
Gwyneth Paltrow and Jack Black. It is such a problematic movie.
That
it
is not Gwyneth Paltrow in a fat suit.
No, no, is it?
It is.
Did they put her? Oh,
you're lying. You're lying.
The Guardian.
I'm gonna lose my goddamn mind. No.
Yes.
No. Yeah. He's
they did
cursed.
Not do that.
So like you see his vision and it's like skinny Gwyneth Paltrow, but then the reality is
that she's a plus size woman.
That is so
messed
up. So
I guess
up.
The moral of the story is that seeing her referral.
Oh, yeah, like it's gymnastics
it's
to
gymnastics,
figure that one
it's
out. Oh my God. No, there's so many of those where it's like, I love that you updated it. Maybe you need to do, maybe you need to
I'm
do Shallow Hal.
I'm not touching it. Nope.
Okay, so Final Fantasy, I've never played it, but I've always loved it. I think we have a, so I think there's somebody here who's voiced in it, in the newer ones, maybe.
What?
I could be making that up.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
So you were probably like a teenager when YouTube was happening.
Mm-hmm.
What was some of the first YouTube videos? It was not pointed, just a general.
Like you were old person.
So I'm noticing wrinkles. what were some of the first YouTube videos that you can remember?
Yes.
Okay, one of my favorite YouTube videos, there were a couple. Jenna and Jesse.
They were
prank versus prank.
Oh my God, yeah, that is classic. They were like the first.
I love them.
Also, oh my God, I think he's a mess now. I used to watch FoosyTube a lot.
Oh yeah, that's changed a lot. But like a lot of people, you're not alone. I mean, when I was really young, like when I was in the early viewing days, like I watched Shane Dawson, you know?
Yeah.
But then I remember being like, this is just too many poop jokes for me.
Yeah.
Even as a 12-year-old, and I was like, it's time for me to go.
Well, just like honestly, 2016, I would go 2020 even.
Yeah.
It's like the content that was being served, there was not a lot of policing or like a lot of like, maybe we shouldn't say these things on the internet.
It was a lot more feral.
Yeah, it was feral. Yeah.
Like there was, oh my gosh, remember YouTube Rewinds? Did you ever watch those?
No.
That was like every year YouTube would make a big montage with all the top YouTubers and make a cool like, just like celebrating the creators and all the memes of that year.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Shane was joking that Smosh should just do it.
Why not?
And we just make it. Oh, this is YouTube Rewind. Hitch.
Oh
my God.
It's rewind time.
Oh,
you know,
I remember this.
I would want Fortnite and Marques Brownlee.
Fortnite was around in 2018?
Yeah.
Fortnite,
very
really?
Early.
Yeah.
It was very new. I think it like was very new.
Oh, I thought it started in like 2020 or something.
Mm-hmm. It probably just blew up because everybody's home.
Was home.
And then when they did the no build mode.
Oh, I like builds.
You like builds?
I like builds.
You'd be spiraling up
into
the
sky.
Yeah,
honey. I'm like those 10-year-olds that are home all day doing nothing. I'm like.
Did you ever play Fall Guys?
No, I never. Isn't that Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, that is a movie. That is a movie. But
wait, Fall Guy?
Fall Guys. It was a little PlayStation game. Where you
Look at those cute little things.
It was very chaotic.
See, I shy away from cutesy shit.
You like scary shit?
Yeah, not even scary, but that's just too cutesy for me.
Yeah, it's too cute.
Like, that's
yeah.
very like Blair St. Clair and Nina West. You know what I mean? And I'm not. I'm more of the dark side of the moon.
Mm-hmm. They're too soft. I need angles.
I need boobs and ass. I need curves and movement. No ass.
Fall Guys. And what was the point of this?
I don't know. I brought
Courtney?
Up.
Courtney?
Sometimes I just go, remember this? And I don't have a payoff. So welcome to URL. Oh, okay. So.
I was also a big Smash player.
Smash
still
Bros?
Am.
Who do you main?
Okay.
Who do you main?
Well.
Okay.
Do you play Smash?
Yeah.
Are you good?
Ish.
Chance, are you good?
So I'm not worried about it. I'm a Sephiroth.
Okay.
Ooh.
King DDD. And Lucas Mane.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I like this.
Yeah, I'm very intense about Smash.
I would just be the robot that looks like Wally.
Yeah, yeah.
Rob.
Sephiroth. Oh, yeah, he's handsome.
Honestly.
Why does he only have one wing?
See, there's your angles, Chance.
That's the angles I'm talking about.
Why does he only have one wing?
Doesn't he only have one wing?
Yes.
One wing. He sold the other one to B-dubs. Do you think that whoever took the other wing made it into a chicken wing? Like,
girl.
Buffalo wing?
That would be a big old buffalo wing.
Big buffalo
wing. Okay, why don't they make... Okay, next topic. Why
next
don't they
topic.
Make buffalo turkey legs?
Ew.
Okay.
Oh, God. Because, you know, cause turkey legs have too many bones. Ever had, not turkey legs. Turkey wings have too many bones.
Oh.
Yeah, you ever had a turkey wing before?
Mm-mm.
Too many bones.
You've tried turkey wings?
I have tried turkey wings.
Ooh.
My family's Caribbean, girl. We eat everything.
Okay.
My family eats possums.
Wow.
Yeah.
People are falling in love with possums right now online.
Are they?
They're like, cute.
They're cute, and they only live for a short time.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
So it's like, love them while they're alive. I don't know.
Okay, that's beautiful. Like flowers
so beautiful.
In a vase.
Don't cry.
I'm crying.
There's one that's like in my yard. It every night it like goes on the wall between my mine and my neighbor's house, and my cat just sits in the window from like 9 p.m. to like 1 o'clock in the morning, just watching this possum just aww. Exist on this wall. She's a fascinating. But I want to like put her out there so they can interact.
My God, but what if they fight?
I know. What if they fight? I know.
Or what if they f-
Ooh, I could have a chasm. A chasm.
I love it. A chasm.
A pack.
Chasm.
Nope.
And isn't it funny, the possums, they used to think, oh, they have rabies, they're disgusting, but they can't get rabies. They're immune to it.
Yeah, they're immune to it. Yeah. It's and they so also cool. have opposable thumbs.
They're so little.
Possums do?
Yeah, I think so.
Whoa.
I mean, I may have made that fact up, but I don't okay. think I did.
Okay, I believe you.
Yeah.
That's going to be in too. The thumbnail.
Like raccoons, like, have you ever seen
yes.
raccoons? They can use tools.
Yes.
Whoa. Raccoons can use tools. Like, they can use tools to, like, if you, like, let's say you trap a raccoon.
Let's arm raccoons.
let's give
the government's like, give raccoon them guns.
Now, I haven't done this, but I've seen this. Let's say someone trapped a raccoon in a big dumpster. Okay. Like, I didn't do this. I just see this.
Okay.
And you put a piece of plywood in there. Let's just say.
Okay.
The raccoon will take the plywood and use it as a ladder to get out.
Ah, yes.
Did you do this?
No.
Did you do this?
No.
I've seen it. I've seen it on the line. This episode of URL is sponsored by Reddit. You know me, I'm online, which means I'm obviously using Reddit. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love asking and giving advice or hearing juicy details from friends, family, coworkers, but then there's Reddit. It's like my other buddy that I can go to when it's 1 a.m. and I'm thinking all the things. Topics that you'll find me joining in the comments include unsure how to handle a long-distance relationship, am I asking too much of my boyfriend, most valuable relationship advice to give someone. That's why I turn to my favorite subreddit, r/relationship advice. I love it because no one is trying to sell me anything. I enjoy it for entertainment, advice, and nostalgia. I live for all the comments. It's a conversation, not just one person with one opinion. It's a community that asks thoughtful questions and has insightful answers. Whether you love horror movies, pop music, relationship advice, recipe hacks, how-to guides, or whatever you're into, Reddit has you covered. The internet can feel scary and lonely sometimes, but not with Reddit. Reddit was my comrade when I was recovering from surgery. Other people had similar experiences to mine, and I was able to find reassurance within the Reddit community. Whatever question you're dealing with, whatever problem you're stuck on, Reddit already has the answers. Download the Reddit app and get answers on r/relationship advice. Download the Reddit app today. Okay, so we're learning more about the content you watch as well. You're watching...
This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? Because lately, a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing. Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows. Astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today, or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Maybe videos about possums or raccoons getting out of trashes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or are you filming videos of possums? Happened.
No, no, no. Okay, so yeah, you were talking about AIM and online games.
Yeah.
Where were you logging in? Did you have a family computer?
It was a family computer, but it was only my computer because my parents do not know how to use technology. So it was a family computer. And it was in the basement.
Classic.
In the basement. And like our basement was not finished. So to just even want to go use the base to go down there, it was like a war zone. There were like pipes and steam.
Yeah, you have to be brave. Oh.
Yeah, it was like a steampunk movie to go down to the basement. Oh, you're like dodging shit. It was disgusting. It was cold. There was no heat down there. So I'll just be down there by myself playing Disney games for a really long time, never watching porn because that's ridiculous.
That's not even real.
Yeah, that's so silly. Who would do that?
That is so funny. So your parents got a computer for you.
And it was, yeah, and it was, I first had a Gateway, and then I had Adele.
Adele.
Not the singer, but the computer. And then that broke down, and we got a Compaq. And we, because there would just be so many viruses on this computer.
What, from searching things?
From searching games.
From searching games.
We're watching games. And also, I was heavy on the Napster, LimeWire, and Kazaa.
Oh, that'll do it.
That's downloading movies?
And songs, yeah. Okay. LimeWire is like songs.
Don't.
You got one more thing to say on this podcast. I am going to...
Were you not online very much when you were younger?
No.
Wait, no, how old are you for real?
22.
You could be anywhere from 22 to 28, and I can't.
Okay, I'll take it. You heard it here. I want to hit my title card from now on, 22 to 28.
22 to 28 brothers. Years. That's funny.
And yes, I was really big on downloading lots of music on there. Oh!
What was that?
30!
Stop, what the hell? Do not! What the hell? I'm literally getting HR in here. That is not funny. That is a breach of privacy.
It's on Google.
Google's wrong. Google's a liar.
I love you.
That was AI mode. That was incorrect.
AI mode. That was AI overview. Making shit up. Gemini out here lying. Can't trust him. That's the
don't
second
face. Don't trust
faced.
That Gemini.
Don't trust it.
But the thing about it, too, is like I realized like I... Back when I was on there, like, just downloading hours and hours of music and movies, I could have been the next fucking Mark Zuckerberg. Because we were, like, on MySpace and shit, we were coding. I was using
HTML.
Whoa, what do you mean?
MySpace layouts?
No, I know what coding is, but, like, what were you doing?
Oh, like, on MySpace, you had to create colors and to create different things on your MySpace page.
No, you were coding.
My sister made my MySpace layout, and it's like, yeah, it's HTML. Like, compiling different colors, different looks.
And, like, that's how you had to do it, to build borders and colors and shapes and moving graphics. Like, that's how you had to do it.
That's actually incredible.
And then it would look amazing.
Yes, and, like, I'm not saying that whoever created Facebook did the same thing, but they were probably pretty similar.
Oh, my gosh.
So I could have been Facebook, but I was too busy downloading shit
you
on that.
Too busy serving regular, just face.
Yeah, and organizing my top eight.
Organizing your top eight.
Which I'm not friends with any of them anymore, by the way.
No,
waste of time.
I would put people on my top eight even if they didn't know me that well because I was like, maybe this will make them want to be my friend. I was very lonely. But my sister, she like told me to leave for a little while and she's like was going to do my MySpace profile pic, like all the layout. And I came back in and she's like, are you ready? And she like hit refresh and then it was like, to the beat of my... To the beat, and I just could see how this gorgeous layout with like borders that were like
so
moving,
satisfying.
And the music because you could have autoplay of a music video on your profile. Why can't we do that anymore?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Bring
back style
again. Style, right?
Yeah.
It told you everything about someone. Now you could go to Facebook or something. It's so generic and so bland.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, who uses Facebook anymore? But Instagram.
In terms of using social media to like connect with people in your life. Versus making stuff for your audience, like which do you feel like you do more?
I think because we're in the age of endless self-promotion to like get yourself out there all the time. I have to strike a nice balance. Like if I do like a bunch of like collab posts or promotional posts for shows, and I'm also constantly doing something. So I'm always like, guys, come see me in Germany. Come see me here. Come there. So it's like I'll do like a couple of those, but then I have to like cleanse the feed with just a nice dump of pictures or just something silly. I recently got a digi camera.
Oh, awesome. Yes.
I'm obsessed with my digi.
It's so fun.
I'm obsessed.
So fun.
Oh, no, I have like the little square digi.
Ooh.
It's a digi. If you can look it up, it's D-I-G-I-E. And it takes pictures in this very, like, early aughts aesthetic. Mm. And it's, like, an all 4x3, whatever. So I got these, and they're so very, really cute. It has a little flash, a little something.
Oh, flash
so
is nice.
So I've been all about putting those and cleansing the feed with some old, like, trendy early aughts aesthetic pictures.
Nice.
That's what I'm really getting into.
Have you ever accidentally posted something you didn't want to post?
Back when I first got on Drag Race, all the, like, Finstas were, I mean, Finstas is still a thing, but they were, like, super popular. Like, Finstas were, like, really popular. And then, so I was like, you know, I'm going to, like, dip my toe into, like, thirst trapping. And I thought I was on my Finsta, and I posted a picture to my main that was pretty much a nude. And then, so I'm, like, going about my business, and it's really that, like, thing where, like, that, like, scary moment where you're, like, to live your life, and then you get, like, 18 friends have texted you. I'm like, well, what's going on? And, but you're, like, whatever. I'm, like, I'm walking down Fifth Avenue. I'm listening to my music. I'll get back to them later. And then my friend Dewan was like, girl, what did you just post on your Instagram? And I had to, like, quickly go and delete it. But it was only up for, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, 10 minutes?
But, yeah, it was just 10 minutes. But it was pretty much a nude I put on main back when I first got on Drag Race. Yeah.
Oopsie! Lord, fresh app of Drag Race.
If I put a nude on main...
What do you think would happen?
I would say 15 seconds. Someone would have a screenshot.
Yeah.
It's too fast.
I accidentally posted my ass on my Snap story back in the day for 4 hours.
Oh.
15 screenshots. I could see. Snap stories, you could see. And it was like, I didn't realize that my mirror, I was Winnie the Poohing it in my room. And I was in a hoodie. Winnie the Poohing it. And I was filming myself, and you see my mirror behind me. And my little ass.
Oh, that's so cute, though.
That is cute.
And I would messaged all the accounts that I could see screenshots. Like, hey, please delete it.
Right.
It's you.
They're like,
Google
okay,
it.
I deleted it.
I'm like, yeah, I did. And they're fully lying to me.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so I've been there. It's a feeling. That just, it feels like you got punched in the chest. You're just like,
Yeah.
So scary. That's
that
so
wasn't even
funny.
Mad at it. I was like, whatever. It looks good, so whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Oopsie.
When do you, and on what platform did you start posting things for yourself? Or pictures or videos or creating content, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I think Instagram was my first content. Like, I mean, that's not true. YouTube, like, I've since archived them or took them off of my thing, but
yeah.
I used to do these, like, makeup tutorials. I did not have any. I should have been giving a tutorial on how to, like, look all fucking awful.
Oh my God,
I
was, you should do a video now following your old tutorial.
It's so bad.
That's fun.
They're so bad. And, but the confidence I had, I was like, I'm gonna do this makeup tutorial and show all these ugly fucking bitches how to look beautiful like me when I look like literally something on someone's shoe.
Oh, we've been there.
Yeah, it's bad with the confidence. But you know what? I really love that I had the confidence back then. I was like, that I needed that confidence and to think I was that girl to get to where I am today.
Yeah.
We need her. We need her. That's the delusion that we're now leaning into today.
Delusion.
Yeah. What was your first?
I think it was Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I did like comedy videos on Facebook.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I did like Triangle Face Tuesday where I did this face.
I would
recreate famous things and then just be doing this face in it.
Like I would Mona do like Lisa?
Little Mermaid. I'd be like all in a mermaid suit and like have like a fake set and I'd be like up where she walks.
Wow.
Up where she runs.
Wow.
Triangle Face Tuesday. Yeah.
I like that. Remember when every day of the week had a thing?
Flashback Friday. Workout Wednesday. No, Woman
Throwback
Crush
Thursday.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Woman Crush Wednesday.
Woman Crush Wednesday.
What was Monday?
Man Crush Monday.
Oh, yeah, Man Crush.
MCM.
What was Tuesday? Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
And Soup Sunday.
Soup Sunday.
Post your soup. Selfie Sunday. I loved Selfie Sunday. Okay, so you host. Do you still host with Bob the Drag Queen right now?
Yeah, we do our podcast, Sibling Rivalry together. Yeah. And again, we do two episodes a week. We do a Monday regular episode, and Wednesday is our sibling watchery, where we watch and review different shows. Right now, it's Drag Race season, so we do Drag Race.
Love it.
We've done Traitors, we do The Legendary. And we always, our whole thing is about an URI. Like, we do sibling current event series, sibling watchery, sibling
rivalry.
It's
your brand.
Yeah,
what the hell happened to Legendary? Where did it go? I can't find it anywhere.
So let me tell you.
Uh-oh.
So when Discovery bought, or whatever company, bought HBO and what they merged, they took off a lot of the, like, unscripted shows.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, they lost that. They lost We're Here, a lot of...
Oh, shit.
Ah.
Yeah.
They're not gone forever. You know, remember, because some shows, they just kind of disappear.
And then they come back at some random time.
Yeah, like I was so gutted when Pink Ladies
agreed. My phone's not disturbed. I have my phone here, but the people are blowing me up, buddy.
Like, how the people want Monet.
I know, posted something.
Hello! Grease, the Rise of the Pink Ladies show, that was a musical show.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
What was this on?
Paramount, and then they got rid of it, and I literally ignored their booth at VidCon because I was so mad at them.
Damn.
I was like, I'm not going to go engage with Paramount. They got rid of my favorite show. Because, like, big streaming apps will kind of, like, get rid of a show for the write-off, but then it came back on another platform, like, a couple years later, and I was like, yes! So they're not, like, disappeared.
Yeah, they should bring the show back. Legendary was such a good show.
It was so good.
Forgetting what that was. Why is it not coming to my brain?
It was like a ballroom show. It was like the ballroom battle show. Like Meg Thee Stallion was on it, like hosting with Keke Palmer, Law Roach.
Whoa. Oh my
God. It was really good.
I think it'll come back.
Was Keke Palmer?
She did seasons 2 and 3.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I feel like they come back. They come back. Sometimes they get just sold over or like rented over to another platform or something. But wow. Okay. So yeah. So do you prefer, because I know you guys do your podcast remote. But you do it in real life sometimes, too?
Yeah, we do. Oh, so we used to be strictly... So we've gone back and forth. When we first started, it was remote.
You're so busy.
This is in 2017. And then, I mean, the first year we were podcasting, y'all, in 365 days out of the year, we had 13 episodes. A mess.
She's busy.
It was a mess. And then the second year, we kicked it up to a whopping 27.
Okay.
And then the third year,
we doubled.
Growth.
The third year, we're like, you know, let's get serious about it. And that's when we, like, committed. And then we did a mixture of, like, in-person, digital, and then
How many episodes did you do the third
year? Third year, we upped it to, like, we did at least, like, one a week, so.
Okay.
52.
Thank you.
Another double. Almost.
Another double.
You getting Fibonacci up in here?
And then after that, we started doing 2 episodes a week. And then, so we've been at 104 episodes for about the past.
That's another double. Are you going to
double it next time? So I'm assuming...
We got 400 episodes.
104 episodes.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you prefer in-person hosting together.
Yeah, in-person is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to touch each other and get physical.
Yeah, a little bit of kissing, a little bit of fighting, I don't know. So is it fun having Bob as a co-host?
Yeah, Bob and I, you know, we have been best friends for going on... friends for 14 years, best friends, I would say, for 12 years. And we really are, we do work so well together. Mm-hmm. We really, I mean, the arguments that we have on the podcast are very real. People think that, oh, they must be putting on. Like, no, like, if you have a best friend and you don't fight for real, like, are you really best friends?
No,
That's just no way. So we have really big feelings often and we argue, but 90% of the time it's all jokes and whatever.
Yeah. But it's genuine.
It's genuine. And then so having that person be my co-host, who is someone I truly talk on the phone to every day, and we hang out all the time and we are a part of it, intertwined into each other's lives so much, it's great.
What was the moment that went from a friendship to a best friendship? So if there is one that you can identify.
Oh, okay. So I had just started doing drag in New York. Bob had been doing drag already for like 2 or 3 years. And there was this pageant called So You Think You Can Drag.
Okay.
And the theme that week that I was competing in was Disney Week or something like that. So my idea was I wanted to do The Little Mermaid. What you do, your little...
Ursula?
The V thing.
Oh, Triangle Face Tuesday.
Triangle Face Tuesday. So I wanted to do The Little Mermaid. I wanted to do part of the world, part of your world into I Am Changing from Dreamgirls. And my idea was to do this, like, reveal where I take this blue dress and reveal some of this long green mermaid gown.
Ooh.
But I had no idea how to accomplish this. I was like, I was new to drag. I don't know how to fucking sew. Mm-hmm. But I knew Bob knew how to sew. So we were at this, like, club, and I just bounced into him. I was like, hey, so I know you sew. I was like, would you ever, like, be interested in, like, helping me make a dress for this thing? He was like... come over tomorrow, I'll help you.
Aww.
And then he came, I went over to his house the next day and he like sat there for hours sewing up this whole outfit for me. And then from that day, I was like, you know what? I just felt this kindred sisterhood and friendship and love. And from that day on, we've been inseparable.
That is so cool. I mean, it's a long time. They're working on something. You guys are just talking and talking.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I feel like everybody has like their favorite drag queens, but I really feel like people have their favorite, like the ones that last the longest or have the most impact, I feel like are the duos.
I agree.
Do you know, like
Trixie Katya,
or like I loved Willow Pill and Cornbread.
Yes.
Like even though Cornbread left so early, like that that dynamic sticks with me. I love them so much.
Friendship always wins.
That is our slogan. And our channel started with two buddies. But yeah, like, so that's that's awesome that you have a buddy like
buddies.
That. Two something buddies. You got his ass. What?
Shit.
I love that. So I'm so glad that you guys get to work so well together and still do.
And also, he's just super talented. And we're just so lovely.
You both are. Yeah. Endless material.
You know, always something.
Mm-hmm. Having a duo, it's always so great. Like, having a dynamic and a relationship is, like, so much stronger than... It's hard doing the host and the guesting stuff. Because I know you had a show, you had Vanilla Mace on your...
Yeah.
That's, just you,
Money
right?
Money Talks, yeah.
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 How often do you do that one?
Yeah, so Money Talks, we do an episode every week. And so that's one... I do one of those a week. And I do like that... That Bob's not a part of that because Mom is a little bit of a steamroller.
get a chance.
Right across. But it's because we had so many years of our dynamic together doing Sibling Rivalry that I felt like it truly taught me how to be a gracious co-host and how to have like synergy with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, having another person, when we have guests on the podcast, having the other person to bounce off of and know that they have your back, like when you are in the middle of a sentence, but you see a shiny thing and you forget what you're gonna say, and that person like picks up the slack for you.
Oh yeah.
Girl,
it is
clutch.
No, we have so much of that just like across all of our Smosh channels. Like
that's true.
When there's like even just like up to five of us, like there's always a chance for someone to fill in when it's like, oh, I've lost
it. It took a second for us to get the flow of crosstalk and things too.
Yes, and we still struggle.
We still struggle, but we're way
it's
better.
It's natural though.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like, this crosstalk, if you go to any party, any dinner, what, like crosstalk is the thing. And I'm like, just lean into the chaos of it.
Yeah. Yep.
I also love chaos though.
You do.
I'm a chaos creature. I love chaos. Mm. Especially when I get the chaos crown and when I play Fortnite.
Ooh, really the chaos crown. Okay, Fortnite. Mm. I was very nervous for this episode because you're up there for me. Like, I always want to do a good job. And, like, knowing that Chance was going to be here today, I was like, oh, thank God I have somebody to support me. And you're also just a great performer and a great host with all the things you do. Mm. You have a lot of experience with group hosting and Greek shows too outside of
ensemble
Smosh.
Ensemble work
is so huge. I feel like Drag Race too is like you kind of watch people learning how to be in an ensemble
as much as it is an individual game, it is also you want a good season of Drag Race, and that takes teamwork and it takes good rivalries, and sometimes it takes a little butting heads.
Yeah,
you can't just be like individual, like no one's a star without everyone else on the
Some of us are. And some win and some don't. Yeah. And that's okay.
And some of us have to go back a second time to win.
And some get congeniality or things. Yes, no, we have competition a lot in our games videos, like where we play Bored AF, like a werewolf or any kind of games, and like
I want to come back and play a game.
You must.
So I can dust all y'all hoes.
Okay. I would love that. No. Okay. I am
very good at games.
I believe that.
Chance.
Okay.
What
when
is
you were still flopping around.
I was still in the womb.
I was playing video games.
This umbilical cord feeding me good today.
Genuinely, what's the likelihood if we were to do a werewolf video? Because we have this like big couch and we all sit there and we all play. You and Bob.
Ooh.
Would that be too... Would he steamroll?
It would be chaos.
I bet it would. We're already chaotic.
It would be a lot of yelling.
Screaming.
We yell a lot. No. We yell a lot. I feel like you guys are nice, civilized people.
Well, hold on.
Bob and I
not
are
during werewolf.
Ridiculous.
Oh my God. No.
We're chaos.
Werewolf with guests, we have never tried. So we will
invite us.
That would be so fun. Or just anybody.
We just need to have a decompression after the game. We need
it's all love.
We need like bottles of wine, maybe martinis.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Don't even joke about it.
Yeah. We'd love to come.
Yeah.
I'm going to speak for him. He's going to come.
Yeah, but we can bring you first.
Yeah, me first.
You first.
Yeah.
We have a lot of games where we are competitive, but I grew up with a really big family. So I.
Me too.
I just kind of stay out of the way was my thing. So it's like in these games, I'm trying to do my best, but I'm like, I'd rather just be entertaining or having fun than the win. But, and yeah, and so there's no point to that I just said. So maybe that's why I need a co-host. You know what I'm saying? You have a big family.
Yeah.
I do
seven
too.
And adopted eight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I have a huge family.
Like siblings?
Yeah, there was like three of us.
Okay.
mom, dad, and me.
Okay, so huge. That's so big. That's so huge.
No, I'm always jealous of people that had big families. I wish I came from a big family. My family, I have like not immediate family, like,
yeah. Right.
Like cousins and whatever.
Yes, yes.
But like my like home was not people that had like five siblings or like I had a dream. I wish I grew up in Chupa by the Dozen.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's so funny. That, yeah.
I used to watch them and be like, ugh. Hey, one day.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like, I don't know. I don't want no fucking kids.
But yeah, they were rich.
They were. Were they though?
Remember the second house? The Cheaper Brothers.
Oh, yeah, when he got the football.
Wasn't it on the lake or something?
Yeah.
And that kid got to live in that tower and they're like, oh, you got the worst room. And I was like, the worst room.
You lost your mind.
Oh, my God.
God damn, that is a lot of money. I saw those movies. I saw Yours, Mine, and Ours, which was like, was like an even bigger than Cheaper by the Dozen, where it's like 18 kids or something.
Oh,
it's like
okay.
Step sibling, like family merger. And then Cheaper by the Dozen, I would be like, finally a family in a movie I can relate to because there's so many damn kids. Because I'm one of seven.
Whoa.
So you're one of, I didn't realize you had that many, Chance. How did I not know that? Wow.
Is everyone in your family, are your siblings funny as well?
This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? Because lately, a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing. Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows. Astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today. Or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
My whole family is pretty funny.
Dope.
Nice.
My mom's funny. My mom and my dad are completely different types of funny. My mom is like loud, says whatever. My dad is like, we'll have the one-liners that'll slip in that are really quiet.
Okay. Got a whole comedy show over there.
Yeah,
I'm the opposite. No one in my family is artistic at all.
Really?
No one sings, no one dances, no one paints, no one draws, whoa. Nothing. No one is. I'm the only artistic anything in my family.
Okay, wow. I guess all of it in the DNA waited for you and it just went through you.
Yeah.
Okay, Monet.
We're about to go into our verifying questions to learn about your internet and phone habits. But first, we'd love for you to get a glimpse at how Smosh is connected to RuPaul's Drag Race.
I have a sneaking suspicion I know how.
Yes!
Why is it in 480?
It was an older season.
So you know Anthony and his friend Cameron Michaels sent me home. And I am here to settle the score.
You're lying. You're lying.
I remember
that episode. Are you serious?
Wait, you guys were in the same season?
Yes.
Why did I not connect that in my head? Oh. Monet, that's crazy.
That was 8 years ago.
Damn. I did, because I
we're
like.
Friends we're friends now.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Anthony,
what was.
I had to do what I had to do.
You really did. And you turned it out. What was your drag name again, Anthony?
I don't remember.
It was something Michaels, right? Kelly Michaels?
Kelly Michaels? It was just definitely something with a K. Kelly Michaels.
Oh my God. How did I not connect those dots?
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm
doing it right now just for fun.
I just suck mine up.
Oh.
I just engage my core.
Like a butterfly's proboscis.
Ooh. Okay. All right, we're gonna ask you some questions. Okay. You have your phone nearby.
Yes.
Monet, what was the last text in the group chat?
Okay, there's a work one or like a fun one. I think if the work one is boring. It's literally my publicist.
You decide.
My publicist is giving me the address to come here.
Perfect. Say
don't do that one. Don't do that one, please.
The other one was availability to do Bob's Blood on the Clock Tower game night.
We play that too.
Do y'all really?
Yes. Yeah.
See, I love that game. Sometimes it goes too long. I'm like, why are we playing this? I'm like, it's been 40 days and 40 nights. Please kill the fucking Vortog so we can go home.
Okay, what was the last thing you bought online?
So I end up coming into my house. There's a big round table, and I every fucking 3 weeks I have to go to Trader Joe's and get an orchid arrangement to put in it, so because they die.
Oh, so
I went
hard.
To petals.com, which they make very good fake flowers.
Okay.
Wow.
And I bought this like $400 like fake flower thing that looks really good that will last forever. So I bought
that. You don't have to replace it.
Yeah, I don't have to replace them anymore.
That's nice. You are still settling into your place.
I am. But I do get fresh flowers, but having to replace them sucks.
Yeah.
So when I leave them a little too long and then I'm like,
it's the worst. Cutting petals.com.
Petals.com.
Still flowers.
Petals.com. Wow.
Petals.com. We got flowers and we got bikes. Petals.
I like that one.
I'm sorry.
What's something that you can't quit doing online or like quit having online?
Shopping online?
Hell yeah.
Let me tell you something. The TikTok shop has me.
It's bad right now.
I deleted that app because it was so bad.
They're always bad. They always don't look anything like the pictures. They suck, but I cannot stop.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look at my, like, for my counsel, like, what I spent on TikTok shop. I think I would unalive myself if I knew how much I spent on TikTok shop.
It's tough. Especially when I was really in it, there was these leggings that make their asses look amazing. And if they do, I got them, and you're like, okay, so I'm never not shopping on TikTok shop again.
Oh, that's
but then
good.
you get more flops, and then you're betrayed.
Yeah.
TikTok shop is the ultimate trade.
TikTok shop.
That's true.
I can't. I wish I knew how to quit you.
What's your bedtime phone routine?
I brush my teeth. I take a little sleeping pill, melatonin.
Cute.
And then I have a fiance, and he needs like absolute silence to sleep.
Oh, no.
Which is f***ing annoying.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You can't just scroll freely.
So on TikTok shop, I bought this pillow speaker. You put it under your pillow, and the vibrations go through your pillow.
Ain't no way.
I'm telling you, that's what I thought. But it really works, and he cannot hear the sound.
Whoa.
So I put my little speaker on, and I scroll through my TikTok, and I fall asleep watching TikToks over my bed.
Whoa.
Yes.
Oh my God, I used to have like a little iPod speaker that had like an aux cord coming out of this little like beanbag ass thing, but I never slept with it.
Ooh, I had a backpack that had like a little aux cord.
Ooh, that's cute.
Wild that it goes through the pillow. Whoa.
Technology.
Okay, and that's uncompromised. That's so kind of you.
Yeah.
It vibrates?
It vibrates. And again, it's not like blaring loud.
Yeah.
But it's loud enough that you can hear it and like you're not disturbing the person next to you.
Whoa. Yeah. I never knew. What was your most recent Google search?
Oh, God, this might be inappropriate. Sniffies.
That's awesome. That's
awesome. Sniffies!
And now I'm going to ask you, Chance. You too.
Oh, no. I'm like, also sniffies?
Sniffies. Oh, my God.
Okay, this is fun. Mayan calendar zodiac.
Whoa.
We have Mayan zodiacs.
Oh, yeah. Olivia was telling me about how, like, we're on the Western Tropical Zodiac calendar, and that one's not as old and original as, I forget what the other, it's either Mayan, or she said there was, like, an Eastern
Mayan one is super...
We're, like, in India.
Super old, but it ended in, or the next cycle ended in...
2012.
The day.
But if you're born before then, they have, like, your information on your zodiac and everything.
Whoa.
Are they the same? Like, they're not, like, Pisces and can't... No, it's
you'll be, like, different a different sign.
Different thing. Yeah.
Got it. Whatever that thing is, all the way to the top right. That's me. I'm a Huan.
Oh, yes.
I feel that. I just feel that.
What's your Western tropical sign?
Oh, those are the actual dates under it. Okay, now I see. I would be... I'm February 19th.
Oh.
I'm a Pisces.
Just had a little birthday moment.
I'm a sack? Sock?
You're a sack?
Sack.
Confident.
Yeah, I am.
You're sack, I'm Pax. Me and Courtney are Pax. Wait, Courtney,
I'm
are
June
you?
June 19.
Yo, so you're Kayab.
I'm Kayab. It looks like a bird.
Okay, here's my impression of Pax.
There you go.
That's so good.
Thank you.
And this is my Kayab.
Okay. Do you want to do sack? Don't do it. It's a trap.
Y'all, it's going to be problematic. I can't.
We mustn't.
I shouldn't do it.
Okay. Monet, what's the worst excuse you've texted someone to avoid going out?
The worst excuse? I have lied that I got into a car accident. Which is so stupid because that's so easily verifiable. Yeah. Like, next week when you see my car, I'm like, what happened? I'm like, oh, I got it fixed.
I got it fixed.
Real quick. It was quick work.
I have lied about a car accident.
Or like, oh, I popped it back out.
But the thing is, okay, if we have plans to go out and we say dinner's at 7, if all day we don't correspond and you text me at anywhere within the hour, like, are we still on? I'm saying I can't do it anymore.
Ooh.
Yeah, if we're going to do it, we got to be communicating all day. Because now yeah. I set myself, I'm like, okay, maybe it's not happening. Now I'm on the couch, I'm playing, I'm chilling. I'm not in a go out mind anymore.
When people cancel plans on you, are you relieved?
But yes.
Me too.
I'm so happy when they cancel. But I'm not going to say that. I'm like, really, babe?
I was like, it's okay.
All day. It's okay. It's really annoying. I canceled a few things for this, but it's okay. We'll figure it out next time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, make you feel bad. Yeah.
And the truth is like, oh, surprise free time.
I know. I love it.
That is so funny. I once borrowed a friend's car to go see a boy. And I decided to Google that friend's car, like that model and color, car wreck. And I found a picture on Google Images of their exact car destroyed, and I sent it to them.
Courtney.
to be like, oh no, prank.
That's a good prank is cute.
Thank you. They didn't fall for it.
Oh, prank. Good.
That's a yeah. good prank.
Imagine, like, you could probably find your car if you're like, guys, I can't go tonight.
That's a good idea.
Your
thank
car
you.
Destroyed, wrapped around.
Thank
a street
you for car. That, you're Courtney.
You're welcome. All right, Monet, what apps do you have docked at the bottom of your phone?
Apple Music, the Ooh. Phone, like phone, text, and my Google Calendar.
Okay, I have Google Calendar too. Okay, because I feel like you can kind of learn what their a person's profession is with their top four. Like, so we have this series on Smosh Pit on our channel called Phone It In, where you can send screenshots of like, oh, this is what their homepage looks like. This is what a random photo from their camera roll, and we guess whose phone it is.
Oh.
And everybody who is auditioning or is an actor all have the phone app in their top. Which yeah. is so interesting. And then you like to talk on the phone a lot.
No, I yeah.
But also are you be talking to casting directors.
Yeah, people call all the time. But I also have that new Apple thing where it screens your calls for you.
I know.
So I've missed a lot of very important calls.
Yeah.
I know. I wanted that to help me so much, and it kind of did, but I also missed a lot of good
I missed
stuff.
A lot of good shit. So,
it's so interesting.
Yeah.
No, and the calendar. Google Calendar is it.
Lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
I would be lost without my Google Calendar.
Google Calendar and Google Drive.
Yes.
Yeah. I hate Google Drive. You're a Google Driver?
I need it. I wrote the whole musical on Google Drive.
Oh.
Whoa.
I can share rehearsal tracks. Wait. And I. What?
Google Drive is
okay,
not
tell me about
intuitive
it.
For me.
Okay, I get that.
Okay, let's say you send me a link.
Okay.
I click the Google Drive link.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I see the file.
Yes.
I go back out. The file's gone. To get it, I have to refresh the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. That's true.
Where like, Dropbox like, is you...
right, it's like all
my
in
my grandmother could use Dropbox.
That's true.
How many unread texts or DMs do you have? Are you the type?
I am the type.
No.
298 unread texts.
Okay.
I am so bad at texting.
But also the phone calls I'm peeking over. It's over 1,000.
1,132 missed calls and voicemails. I'm just not, don't text me.
And how many
me.
Grindr notifications?
We'll
like
about
not
that.
A single one I missed.
You're on, no, you're not on Grindr on your pillows, but you're next to Beyonce.
That's all like, brr, 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 brr.
No. Oh my God.
That's what it plays.
So you don't do texting?
I do text, but I'm so bad at sometimes responding. And mm-hmm. the thing is that it is not because of the message. I have undiagnosed, I'm pretty sure, ADHD.
Same.
And so, like, I will see it, and I'm like, sometimes in the middle of texting, I'm like, oh, yeah, the thing. I'm like, oh, can I walk away? And girl, as soon as I leave the message, it's gone.
Yeah,
I
forget yeah,
to.
Yeah,
red receipts
it.
On?
I don't have red receipts on.
That, it keeps me
honest.
Accountable.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I've just opened it. I have to respond.
Yeah, I feel like that's a very, like, you're a very, like, the accountability, like you treat communication and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I admire that
that's
about
good.
You.
That's
mm-hmm.
good.
It is good.
Teach me your ways, Chance.
Yes.
I need to be like that.
You'll be messed up.
Be 22.
I'll be your sensei.
So if people needed to get a hold of you ASAP, what do they do?
Call.
Call. Okay.
I will. Well, I guess I don't.
Like, you have 1,000 notifications that say otherwise.
Those are old ones.
Photos and voicemails.
You mean I respond to your calls.
Okay. What are your most used emojis? Are you an emoji person?
I am an emoji person.
Okay.
I think my most used one is the Oz. What do I say Oz as like that?
Oz?
Is the crying, like, streaming.
The streaming tears one.
Not the laughing crying one, just the crying one.
The sobbing one, yeah.
The sobbing one. And also the hand that goes like this.
Oh, that's good. Mm.
I guess I said that a lot.
Just like, stop.
Wait, I want to know what mine is.
Yeah, I see what are your stands.
I definitely know it's definitely Salute.
Oh, yeah, you love the Salute.
And that's like heard or like got it or copy. Like it will get done.
My number one is always the fuzzy red devil one. I love it. That's how I feel about everything.
Oh, yeah, breath.
That's a good one. That one. That's a good one.
So you know how everybody has like their first screen? You said you were on AIM.
Yeah.
What was your first username?
Oh my God.
Do you remember it?
So my first username was, I was really obsessed with her back in the day, but her handle was thinking. So I wanted to be J-Lo and my birthday 219, but that was taken. So I made it JoLo 219.
Oh, JoLo, nice. 219. Yeah. Nice.
JoLo. Really nice.
JoLo 219.
I love listening to JoLo.
That is so funny. I used to make fake usernames and be like, pretend I was Lindsay Lohan.
No. No, yeah. No. Like you're messaging people pretending.
I would make a new username and make it as close to, I was like 11. And then I would find a random person to chat and be like, help, there's paparazzi outside my window.
Oh my God.
Like, they're in the bushes. I'm hiding. And they'd be like, this isn't her. I'd be like, no, it is. Help.
It is. I'm serious. Come and help me, please.
No. Help me.
Why did someone I do random that? In the world?
Yeah, because AIM, like, you could find chat rooms
chat
and then, like,
rooms, yes.
You could click on someone else random in this big group and then DM with them privately. I should not have been doing that. We should not be doing that.
Oh my God. That was the original. That was OG social media.
Wild West of chatting.
Yeah, like yeah. Wow.
Oh my God.
What a time.
JoLo 219 is awesome. JoLo. What was your first username?
Turtle Guy 82.
Turtle Guy.
I loved turtles. I still love turtles. They are magical creatures.
Where did
I stand
82
by it.
Come from? Did
you, what? It was just a random. Turtle Guy was already taken, so I had. To
oh,
put
and they
in
give you the numbers.
Numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know the turtles breathe by their butts?
Same. I'm breathing right now.
Their thing to breathe is by their butt, not their nose.
That's insane.
I've also been obsessed with recently the lore of like the giant turtles that people live on the backs of. Been looking into that lore. You know what I'm talking about?
I've been looking into that lore. Wait, are you talking about the flat earthers who believe that our planet is on a turtle?
No. There were like giant turtle islands that like move.
Like the lion turtle from Avatar: The Last Airbender?
Exactly like that.
Whoa.
They show up in a lot of mythologies.
Really?
Aww.
Yeah. And weird enough, Stephen King in the lore of his books has a giant turtle that's like the antithesis of it. It's like it is scared of turtles. It's true. You can look
it
up.
Oh, it doesn't get reached. Because
there's like a benevolent turtle that created the universe.
Turtles started it all. Well.
And, oh my God, I looked up my, I shouldn't touch it like that. I looked up my Mayan zodiac. My animal is a turtle.
Okay. And you realize, because when Chance first came on this set, there's like this picture up there near one of the radios that has a turtle on it. And I was like, you like the turtle? And he said, I do like the turtle.
Turtle
and I didn't
turtle,
know anything
turtle,
about you.
Am I turtle enough?
This is what's a turtle club. Turtle,
oh,
turtle,
please.
Turtle. That scene was filmed on 9/11. They came into work and they filmed that scene. That's a true fact. You guys, I'm going to thank you guys so much for having me. This is so
for being your chance.
But that's true. Yeah.
Please welcome back. Okay, Monet, can we look at your screen time?
Oh,
what
my
apps are you using the most?
God. Jesus Christ, my screen time. Okay, before I go into it, like, what's a crazy number?
I think over, crazy would be for you, 7.
7 hours a day on your phone? Okay, valid.
Right?
That's what you say is crazy?
I don't know, because I don't even remember
anymore.
Or
less?
Let's see what yours is.
My daily average screen time is currently sitting at 11 hours and 29 minutes.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. That's, what are your top apps?
My top app, Instagram for 5 hours.
Wow.
Messages for 4 hours. And then TikTok for 3 hours and 48 minutes.
Okay, so what are you doing?
You're having a blast.
Not like, what are you looking at reels? Are you looking through your feed? Are you looking in your Discover messages?
Do you know what I also do too? My phone is not on like lock. So I'll like put on a thing, like open Instagram
and let the video go.
And then I would like put my phone down and I'll just be somewhere else. I'll come back to my phone like 10 minutes later, like, oh shit. Yeah. So I think some of it might be that.
Yeah.
That's possible. Because
I'm not even that watching that many reels. Mm. That's crazy. Yeah. 11 hours is crazy.
That's a lot. That's a lot of hours on your phone. God. I should look at mine. We'll do it.
Shame me.
It's only fair. It's only fair.
If anyone's even close to 11, I'm going to revolt.
Oh, I don't have it set up.
Yeah. No. What are you?
Why don't I have
my... I have time limits set on mine.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cheating.
It is, and I don't have notifications on most of my apps.
Oh, that's good. So you don't have the impulse to be like...
Yeah. So I have to open the app to know if there's like a thing. I don't...
I don't have it set up.
What?
Whoa.
I don't know you could do that.
I didn't know you could do that either.
I think... Because when iPhone had an update, like the battery started dying really fast. And I got one of those TikToks where it's like, is your battery dying really fast? Yeah. Here's all the things you should, all the settings you should turn off in your little phone. And I think I just blindly turned all of those off, not realizing that it was turning that off. So, oops.
I'm at 4 hours and 57 minutes.
But you've been like working in
life.
That's
also true. That's also true.
But you'd be working too.
Yeah, I just feel like for work, I have to be so dialed in all the time.
Yeah. No, it's
mine's
part
been,
of
like,
it.
In person, like in person, rehearsals.
Yeah, yeah.
I think mine
would
be. I want
to come see this musical.
It's good.
I would love to come see
it. I'm really proud of it. I'll get you a ticket.
Please. No, I'll buy a ticket. I don't believe in that.
Comps.
It has been so baffling how many people will not come to a show.
I don't believe in that. I'm like...
Without a free ticket. It is
you go out
shocking.
To dinner, you're spending $70. You can't like come to see my show.
That's what I'm saying.
$15, yeah, $20,
No, yeah.
I get that. I feel like if my thing was on, it would be up there. Yeah. I'd be right there up with you in the 10, 11 hours. Probably.
Thank you. That feels good, Courtney.
Yeah. Okay, what is your most played song?
Ooh. I mean, it's probably SZA.
Yeah.
I listen to SZA at the gym, on the bus,
what's
on
your
a truck.
Favorite SZA song?
On the plane.
My favorite SZA song is Broken Clocks from Control.
Sure.
I love Control. My favorite's Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore's a great song.
That was my first song I ever heard of hers.
Great song.
I love her stuff, but it remains my favorite.
She's one of the nicest. She is so fucking sweet.
And she's so funny online.
She's so funny.
She's online.
So dope. Obsessed. She's online. Hilarious. She's probably at 12 hours a day, I would imagine.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
She's also kind.
She's really sweet. I met her. I was going to ACL, Austin City Limits, 2022 or 2023, one of those years. And I'm on the plane. I'm sitting in my little seat. I just scrolling on Instagram like we do. And then I'm looking through stories and the hearse pops up and I'm like, I'm holding the thing. I'm like, that looks like a plane. Is this a Delta plane? And I was like, wait, I saw someone that outfit on. And I turned back, sitting two seats behind is SZA sitting in her seat. And I was like,
oh my God.
So then I texted my assistant, Patty. I was like, Patty, SZA's on my plane. I was like, what do I do? He's like, say hi to her. I was like, I can't say hi to her. That's
you gotta
so annoying.
Hi.
I was like, when I just say hi, I was like, I'm not gonna say hi to her. That is so annoying. Ew. I'm not gonna be that gross, annoying person.
Yeah.
So we land in Austin and I get off the plane. I was like, you know what? She's gonna come out shortly. Let me just at least say hello. So I get by the ticket counter and I see her coming. I go, hey, my name is Monet. I'm a huge fan of yours. I'm coming here just to see you headline at Austin City Limits. I'm so excited to meet you. She goes, Monet. She's like, me and my team, we knew that was you. We're like, we love you. And I was like, oh my God.
Wait, that's nice.
Yes. And she was like, oh my God, let me know if you need anything. I was like, no, I have tickets. Me and my friends, we have tickets. We're all good. And she was like, well, here, take my assistant's number. And she was like, they'll bring you up so you can watch it in VIP. So you have to like, you know, whatever. So.
And so cool.
Literally so kind. At the baggage claim, she walked over to me to introduce me to her assistant. Like, she is the nicest fucking person ever.
A dream.
So sweet.
That's watches Smosh, I think.
Does she?
She reposts shit all the time.
Oh, yeah, because Angela on our cast went viral for this, like, I need to calm down, I'm an adult thing she said on her show.
She reposted and the Susan, Adderall thing, too.
Yes, she did. You doing that. Eddie. Oh, my God, that's crazy. The crossover is nuts. We're all connected.
We are.
Oh, that's
just
beautiful.
Just like the World Wide Web. Monet, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
That was really good.
What's going on in the world right now for you? Anything you're looking forward to? Anything you want to shout out?
Yeah, I'm on tour. I'm doing my High Heels Bad Knees comedy tour.
Yes.
Going across the United States, like the contiguous United States. We're doing Europe and stuff next year. So
whoa.
Come just check it out. Go to monetshen.com to get tickets. And I'm chronically online, as you can see.
Yes, we've learned.
On YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. No, not Facebook. What am I?
MySpace.
Excuse me.
MySpace, Facebook, MSN, Yahoo Answers.
Just check me out.
DisneyChannel.com.
DisneyChannel.com.
Yes, check us out there. Yeah. Amazing. And you are streaming. You're doing all the things.
All the things.
Throw a penny and you'll find Monet online.
Literally.
And then Chance, anything you want to shout out?
Shout out Turtles. shout out that Lilo and Stitch game.
Oh, the sandwich game.
The sandwich game.
Yes.
And shout out to my mother. Hey, Mom.
Hey, yes. Mom.
I love it. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us today on URL. I hope you leave the internet feeling better than when you opened it today. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? Because lately, a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing. Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows. Astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today, or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.